This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Kind of cool to have Nick Lucena on. That's a cool story. You know, you're going to watch the Olympics coming up.
That's pretty awesome.
There are going to be a bunch of ACC folks that you go, oh, yeah, I remember watching that guy on Packer and Durham. Or I remember watching her. It's going to be neat. And for a guy 41 years of age playing beach volleyball, you know, that's a dude now, 41 doing it. Because like I said, there's nothing but a bunch of 20-some-year-olds, 1% body fat out there with their 18-pack, slamming it, knocking it. I mean, that'd be a great life, though, wouldn't it? If you were a professional volleyball player, beach volleyball, Wes. That'd be a next life. That'd be kind of a cool deal. I got to be honest with you. It'd be kind of a cool life. I don't even like the beach.
Yeah, apparently. Been noted. And noted. Noted and all right. We started this show today by assigning fireworks to certain ACC teams, coaches, players, storylines, if you will. We got a handful here to go through. We're gonna start with money bags. I love this. Money bags is the name of a firework. And who are we going to assign to money bags, Mr. Packer?
We could have gone a lot of different ways, but we decided to go name, image, and likeness on the theme as opposed to coaches that are actually making, you know, serious coin. So we went name, image, and likeness on you and went Haley Van Lith because we believe that given this world of social media and followers equals cash, that Haley Van Lith is sitting in a pretty good spot. So we went HVL with you. But, yeah, you could have gone Dabo. You could have gone K. There's a lot of different ways you could have gone on this one. But we decided to give the student-athlete the nod here on Moneybags.
Yep. So Haley Van Lith, by the way, you'll hear Vince Tyree, the Louisville athletic director, here in a few minutes, talk about Haley Van Lith and name, image, and likeness as part of our visit yesterday. I love the firework names. To be honest, the assignments are great too, but I love the names. Here's another one. Great Pretender is the name of a firework. It's just tremendous. And
what would you answer?
Then there's another one called
What would you answer to that one? What would you answer to the Great Pretender?
Well, the answer we have on the list here is Notre Dame, because Notre Dame was in one year and out the next, right? So they, for a year, pretended they were in the ACC. I kind of like that idea. I think that's also could be applied to a one and done in basketball. Could be applied to, you know, a couple different lines. The name of the firework to me is as fascinating as who we assign it to at times.
Jalen Johnson? Just saying.
Yeah. Jalen Johnson. Yeah. Jalen Johnson. That would have been a one and done. Yeah. We had Jalen Johnson.
He wasn't even one and done. He was a half and done, right? He was kind of a half and done.
Yep. All right. There's another one called 8-Second Ride.
This is easy.
All right. 8-Second Ride is the name of a firework. And you had a good one for this one, right?
I think when Torres goes yard, NC State and Arkansas, top of the ninth, cops on the mound, here comes Jose. And it was about 8 seconds. In 8 seconds, NC State ruined Arkansas's season. Number one, all that cool stuff. That shot right there, 8 seconds. By the time he hit it, by the time he rounded the bases and said, guess what? 3-2 Wolfpack, ninth inning, let's go. That's what I'd do for 8-second ride.
There you go. Anxiety attack is the next one.
It's a lot of them for this.
Be any firework for me. Doesn't have to be called anxiety attack to be anxiety attack. Anxiety attack. Now, Macri, did you write this down? Syracuse offensive line. We're going to talk a lot about the Orange offensive line, aren't we, Pac? Leading up. Drew Brooks says he wrote down Syracuse's offensive line.
Well, I mean, it'd be accurate.
We're going to talk a lot about this crowd leading up to September.
No, it'd be accurate.
No, I mean, it's been a struggle. There's no doubt.
ask any Syracuse quarterback. I can assure you they're on the ground a bunch last year. That's got to get better in 21. Has to get better.
Yep. No doubt. All right. The next one, there is a firework called Doggy Doo-Doo.
It's true. That is true. Brought to you by Dish. There's only one answer here.
And Doggy... Go ahead.
It's the $3 million pinata.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Oh, my goodness. The NCAA president, the $3 million pinata. Oh, my God.
That's what I call him. All right. Radio and TV. I don't call him by his name anymore. That's what he is. $3 million pinata. I know.
The $3 million pinata. All right. Baby Boomers is next. And I would say we were going to talk rookies. But then I think, okay, so baby boomers would be guys born a long time ago who are still playing. Well, we've already talked about James Skalski and Darren Rencher today. We could add in, by the way, they're going to be a handful of guys who are going to play six, and we got some playing seventh years this year in the ACC. But Skalski and Darren Rencher, definitely on the list.
Yeah, you know, Skalski made the list a bunch.
That
I got to be honest with you.
Baby boomers.
Yeah, he made the list a bunch. Got to be honest with you. There's old 21 scoring a TD right there. That was some moment last year for old Darian Rencher. Yeah. Now that was cool.
Yep. Yep. All right. Happiness explosion. Happiness explosion.
There's a couple that immediately.
Josh Pastor.
Sure. Well, he's one of many. I think you can think of because you just think of. I mean, look. Yeah. I mean, come on. How do you not love this guy?
What are we doing?
Loving life last year.
Do you think just for kind of like, do you think he's going to coach next year in the face shield just for fun one time for you?
Well, we're still in a pandemic, right? I mean, the pandemic did end to my knowledge. I mean, if you don't believe me, ask NC State. I mean, come on. We're still fighting this thing. We're getting closer. But if he comes out in the face shield, it wouldn't surprise me at all. At all.
All right. Tomahawk Rocket. Well, this just begs Florida State, doesn't it?
Well, and guess what? It's going to involve our guest coming up in 20 minutes, Mackenzie Milton. He's going to join us, making his debut on the program, talk a little Florida State football and name, image, and likeness and all that stuff. I think we're all kind of excited to see what number 10 does. He's great to see him back in college football after what he's had to go through just to get back. Great run at UCF, and now he's in Tallahassee. Yeah. So, yes, sir, Mackenzie Milton on the program in 20 minutes.
All right. Size Matters is the name of a firework. Tallest team in Division I college basketball, according to Ken Pomeroy last year, was Florida State, Mark.
Let's go with that then, before somebody gets fired. Let's go with Florida State hoops right there. And by the way, these are all legitimate firework names. I can't emphasize this enough.
Right.
We're not making it up. These are all legitimate names. We're just doing a word association with ACC in some shape, way, or form. That's the game plan here.
All right. Before we get to break, evil, wicked, mean, and nasty is our final firework.
Now, how would you answer that?
I don't know. The water between two boats and the Turks?
No. It's ACC related, Wes. Yeah, I just explained the theme to you, Wes. Holy.
I was thinking about you in the water. Evil, wicked, mean, and nasty. Seemed to fit. All right. How about, you want to say Billy?
No. I mean, I wouldn't. How about
it says Billy on the list. Well, I find that hard to believe, though. I don't think Billy's evil, wicked, mean, and nasty. It said Billy on the list.
How about Griff McGarry?
Let's go Griff McGarry.
I'm just going to give you that one, given what he gave you in June, because he was all the above when he had the ball in his hand on the bump. He was outstanding. Really good.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
I mentioned yesterday we had a number of prestigious guests, folks that really run the show here in this conference. That included Vince Tyre from the University of Louisville. And Wes, on Name, Image, and Likeness Day, he was a really interesting guy to talk to.
No doubt. We asked him how the first morning was going of Name, Image, and Likeness.
I mean, so far so good, but there's going to be, you know, a lot of questions, obviously, people are asking, coaches, student athletes, and I think that's where it's going to be for quite a while. But, you know, you're up late last night, you know, answering questions to probably around 11 o'clock or so, and then, you know, here we are in Derby terms, they're off. And I think everyone is kind of sorting out, you know, what they think the opportunities are for themselves. They've been doing it up to this date. And now we're going to see it come into play. We have already, I think, with some of the news nationally and so forth with some of the student athletes. And I think it's just a sign of things to come. It was inevitable. And now we have to embrace it.
Vince, as far as the educational process, I mean, every student athlete's eyes are going to get big. Oh, I got a chance to make money. There's more to it than that. And Carla Williams talked about, you know, expressing, hey, there's a balance in your athletic life, your educational life, and whatever you decide to do from a business perspective. What have you done at the University of Louisville from an educational standpoint with all your student athletes moving forward that, hey, there will be opportunities, but you better figure out a way to do it?
Yeah, well, I think we, you know, I guess going back over well over a year, we actually put a class in our sports administration program here to assist with Name, Image, and Likeness. We created a law clinic that's available to both students and student athletes alike to help them. Yeah, we've worked with the business school on a number of initiatives, particularly around social media and marketing and so forth. So we, you know, we got experts on campus. There's a lot of subject matter experts right here on campus. I don't think we had to travel far to think about how we leverage where we are on a higher ed campus. And so we've tried to use them as well as our own internal resources. Matt Banker, our associate AD, is kind of the point person for this and has been leading the charge. And it's going to be education, and just making sure that they do the best they can. There's going to be mistakes made without a doubt, but the real requirements are, you know, disclose the deals, the contracts, and pay taxes. Other than that, it's going to be interesting.
All right. You were on the private business side for a long, long time before pivoting back into athletics. What do you think the value is of this? I mean, you've run businesses. I mean, you sense the value, especially in your market now. And I know Pac talked about this on his radio show a couple of days ago. There are certain markets in this country, Vince, and you're in one of them where University of Louisville is the pro sports in town. I know you have minor league sports and other things there, soccer, whatnot, baseball, but you guys are the sport in town. That's the marquee events. I mean, the value for your student athletes might be entirely different than, say, it would be in, I don't know, Atlanta, Georgia, or someplace else of a metropolitan state.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I think it's just, in this instance, we're probably fortunate due to geography and the fact that there's not, you know, all the major league sports here. You know, it is Proville. And you know that when you land and walk through the airport with all the signage. And as you go through town, there's really, you know, the red and black is well represented throughout the city. Billboards, our athletes are on sides of buildings. You know, so we're able to get premier space inside of what we're not a Chicago or New York, but Louisville is a second tier city that acts like a first tier city with when it comes to athletics. And, you know, that's going to avail some opportunities that may show up in time. But I think to your point on the business front, you know, having tried to work endorsements in my past, you know, people are thoughtful about watching the market. Some of the bigger companies, yeah, they'll take a flyer on a kid here too, but some of them are going to wait and see how this plays out to see what they think their real return is going to be. And there'll be some interesting deals, but I do think there could be some more interesting deals to come as companies have a better chance to vet those individuals and their athletes and what they're about personally, because they're not going to put out a big check on a flyer. You rarely see that with professional athletes. I don't know that we'd see it right away with college athletes, but I could be wrong.
Vince, I asked Carla Williams this same question. I'm curious what your answer is going to be. How do you police this? How do you make sure that, hey, you know, somebody doesn't get an advantage that you hear of, you know, as opposed to, hey, we could have done the same thing, but we can't because state laws are different. Maybe whatever you came up as far as the rules and regulations you're going to file at the University of Louisville. So how do you police this big picture?
Well, I think part of it is the education, you know, on the front end. You got to do quite a bit to let them know what the boundaries are on what they can do and try to keep them within it. But the biggest thing is, use an athletic term, it's teamwork. I mean, it literally is going to take all the constituents involved of we're certainly going to track their activities as best we can publicly, because they're generally not going to make any money unless they engage and complete some activity, whether it be an appearance at a wedding or a birthday party or be on a billboard. So I think having our team, as well as, you know, coaches, I would even say fans and boosters, are going to be well aware of what's going on. So a lot of it's going to be brought to our attention. And I think if the ones that may, you know, say the old, you know, under the table black market, to use those terms, that may have gone on, are probably going to be more on top of the table today and more visible.
There is a lot of speculation that one of your student athletes could be one of the premier NIL earners in women's basketball, and Haley Van Lith. How does that work in y'all's world? I mean, that's where she's got to tell you what at least it is. You've got to kind of approve it and then move forward, right?
Yeah, so we've worked closely with Haley and her family to make sure they're well aware of the process and these guidelines and so forth have been fluid, as you guys know, and they'll continue to be.
Yeah.
When you've got difference between what the federal legislation that to come may look like versus our state mandate here versus the NCAA. So all we're trying to do is tell them these are the general guardrails of what's going to be happening. I think she's going to be incredibly protective of her brand. She's got great advisors around her family, and we're certainly trying to help all we can. But we're limited too as to how far we can go, but we're providing all the input or advice we can. And I'm pretty comfortable she's going to monetize herself quite well.
I agree with that. You know, it was interesting yesterday on the radio show, Wes, name, image, and likeness completely, totally dominated the conversation. And it wasn't necessarily that De'Aaron King signed with this or, you know, Mackenzie Milton's doing it. It wasn't so much that stuff, as opposed to, I think fans are still nervous that, hey, is this going to change college athletics forever and ever? It is definitely going to change it.
Right.
Where it goes, I don't know. I really have no earthly idea, but everybody's going to have to deal with it. Fans, athletic directors, and obviously for the student athletes, an incredible opportunity. But the college world that we knew growing up as kids, I don't care how old you are, it changed yesterday. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed it changed. But to hear Darian Rencher talk yesterday about what the locker room could be like, what everybody on the outside thinks a locker room is going to be like, I don't think we're going to know these answers until we get into this a little further. And it could go any direction. I really believe that. It could go any single direction. But it is a fascinating time.
Yeah. It was also worth noting in our comment there with Vince Tyree about Haley Van Lith. We're working with Haley's family and her advisors, because that is now also part of this equation, too, Pac.
Without question. And you know what? Before people scream, oh, this is crazy. Hey, I hope kids can get advisors. They're going to need help when all of a sudden, I keep emphasizing, we're going to get it. Yep. There's going to be a story. I promise you. There's going to be a story that some student athlete signed a nice deal, and had no earthly idea how taxes work. And they're going to find themselves in a horrible situation. It's going to happen. Just telling you, no matter how much we scream to the high heavens about, you know, surround yourself with really good folks that understand the way the real world works. You know, if you want to be an adult, you got to act like one. And hey, these 18 to 22 year olds have an incredible opportunity. They also have an amazing responsibility. And we'll see how this thing plays out. It's going to be really, really interesting.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham podcast.
Packer and Durham on a Friday. Wes, our next guest has really been an inspirational story, and he's yet to take a snap officially as an ACC quarterback, but it's going to be an amazing story. I know Andrew Adelson has documented it. I think all of us as college football fans saw our next guest when he was at UCF light it up and just have a great, great run, and then all of a sudden a horrific injury. You just didn't know if he's ever going to play again, and man, he has put in the work, and you can now catch him in Tallahassee. Mackenzie Milton joins us live and well. First of all, Mackenzie, thanks for joining us, and hey, congratulations on the work. And I know you guys haven't played a game yet, but man, you have been through it, and you deserve all the credit in the world for just saying, hey, listen, let's get back to work and get back to playing football again.
Nah, thank you. I appreciate y'all having me on, and I appreciate you saying that. It's been a long time coming. You know, been a couple years since I got hurt, but just grateful for the opportunity to be here, wear these colors and wear this logo, and, you know, just really just play ball again, you know, my last year of college football, so I'm really excited.
We're going to dive into NIL, obviously, from yesterday and the announcement that you and De'Aaron King had with Dreamfield, but the football journey is different for everybody, Mackenzie. What's the best takeaway? What's the number one lesson learned, number one experience gained from the last couple of years on your way back to live action?
I'll say the biggest thing for me is just take everything with a grain of salt and take every day one day at a time, because that's all you have is what's in front of you. So that's how I try to approach my rehab and, you know, really anything in life. Just, you know, make each day count, and that's been the biggest lesson I've learned. And just enjoy it while you got it, while you're able to play this sport that you love, that you grew up playing. You know, there would be times, you know, when I was playing, or there'd be practices where you don't really want to be out there, but now I don't think I'll ever have that feeling again, just because, you know, this past year when I practiced for the first time, it was probably the funnest moment I had in college football, you know, considering winning a lot of games and all that. All that didn't really mean as much as just getting able to practice again. So I'll say enjoy the little things is something that I could tell everybody.
Yeah, you appreciate every single day, and you've been through it, like I said. We understood it for everybody that followed your journey, physically what you had to go through. But I think your mental toughness now has to be one of your positives, one of your advantages, isn't it? Just the fact that, hey, what you had to overcome from that perspective, and now – you get another shot, and now you're at Florida State. I think mentally you got to be as strong as you've ever been.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I feel like the rehab process, you know, part of it's physical, but I say even more of it, like you said, is mental. Just getting over that hurdle, getting, you know, kind of tricking your mind into, you know, believing that you can be somewhere when, you know, really you're light years away from getting there. So, There were some hard days for sure, but, you know, I always just told myself, I always believed that, you know, I'd get back on the football field. And, you know, here I am with that opportunity. Couldn't imagine it being at any other place. This is unbelievable. This is something you dream about as a kid. So I feel like everything happened for a reason. You know, I feel like I'm here in this time for a particular reason. And, you know, we'll find out what that is come September and all the way through January.
Well, hopefully we'll have a chance to visit with you again as training camp unfolds and you get a feel for practice and prior to the Sunday night game against Notre Dame. Let's jump to yesterday. A lot of people were looking at yesterday as a landmark day, and rightly so, the chance for college athletes to take advantage of their name, image, and likeness. Not long after midnight, you and De'Aaron King announced a partnership with Dreamfield. You know, we're a little old, so you may have to take us through what an NFT is and why that was attractive to you. And in making your debut on the NIL landscape?
Well, the first thing I talk about is just Dreamfield and, you know, partnering with D'Eriq. And, you know, I think it's just an opportunity for us. You know, we're older heads in the college sports, this being our sixth year. And I think just our journeys and what we've been through is giving us opportunity to think about life after football. And, you know, this is part of that, while it's something we believe in, you know, giving back to these athletes and where, you know, they can monetize off their name, image, and likeness. And it's seamless for themselves and it's seamless for businesses that, you know, want to sign up to the platform. And then with the NFTs, you know, there's been trading cards before. There's been artwork done before. This is digital art, and it stands for a non-fungible token, so it can't be remade. And that's what creates rarity to it. It's a new thing. I'm still learning about it, but it's definitely something that interests me. And, you know, the auction is going to be next Tuesday, so, you know, feel free to tap in if you guys are interested in investing into the first collegiate NFT.
You know, you're a UCF guy. Yeah. You're now a Florida State guy. You're doing business with a Miami guy. I mean, you're knocking down all kinds of barriers all at once, McKenzie.
Hey, listen, you know, when we're on the field is one thing, but, you know, outside of this, you know, I want to see everybody eat. I want to see, you know, all these college athletes capitalize off this opportunity. It's not about any one individual, any one individual. It's not about myself. It's not about D'Eriq. It's about all these college athletes, you know, getting to take advantage of this opportunity. Mm.
Business is business, right, McKenzie? That's the way it works. That's the world that we're living in right now. Business is business.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Hey, McKenzie, to that point, when Andrea was with us yesterday, she told us, I think you were going to do an event last night, and some of your teammates were going to be with you. That says a lot to me about, number one, you want to make sure as many guys can be included as possible, but also the kind of impact maybe you've had in a very quick time at Florida State.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, I want to see everybody be able to capitalize off this you know, monumental moment in NIL. And I was able to, you know, my teammates and I, we were able to go to Miller's L House last night for, you know, about an hour and a half, eat some food, and, you know, we were compensated for it, which is great. First time any of us were able to do something, and it just felt so weird, you know, being there and, you know, getting free food and then, you know, getting paid to just, you know, meet fans and sign autographs and stuff like that. So it was an interesting experience, and it was really cool to, you know, share that with my teammates. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting time, you know, being able to go eat with the O-line for free somewhere, you know, stuff like that, you know, little things that, you know, you would think would have been a thing by now. But, you know, here we are. And like I said, you know, I want all my teammates to be able to capitalize off this opportunity, whether it's just getting a free meal or, you know, getting some extra dollars in their pockets and their family's pockets. You know, I think it's gonna all be for good. And like you talked about earlier, giving us an opportunity to, you know, pay taxes and manage money, become financially literate while we're in school. Because prior to this, you know, a lot of these guys that get to the NFL, they get into real jobs and they still don't know how to pay taxes after college. So I think it's just gonna create opportunity mm-hmm. to educate myself and every other athlete in college.
Hey, McKenzie, you know, I think these local establishments in Tallahassee have no problem with you and the quarterbacks and some running backs showing up. But when you bring the big boys in there, man, make sure they don't go broke now. If they're going to be paying to feed the big boys, I mean, they'd be out of business by next week. Be careful with that now.
If we feed those guys, we'll win some games. So you got to balance it out.
Hey, as far as your football team goes in the competition, what's it been like now? Again, because you got a competition at quarterback at Florida State. Nothing's going to be given by Mike Norvell. What have you found in the competition in the spring, the summer, and of course now heading into the fall from a quarterback perspective?
You know, I think it's just been great. You know, I always feel like competition, you know, brings out the best in each individual. And that's what it's done for, you know, myself, Jordan, Tate, Chuba, Gino. You know, I feel like we all bring something to the table that maybe the other guys don't. So it's fun to, you know, see Jordan do his thing, see Tate do his thing, see these other guys do their things. And, you know, kind of learn from them. And, you know, I feel like they're learning from me too. So it's just fun. It's just fun. Competition is fun to me. And it's the same thing when you're competing against another team. You get that opportunity to go out there and showcase what you can do. And if you do it to the best of your ability, you know, you're going to have no regrets. So, you know, whatever unfolds in this time, the main thing is, you know, we stick together. We're all trying to get to the same place. And I feel like we can all help each other reach our own individual goals.
McKenzie, as this season unfolds, as a guy who's taken a lot of snaps, played in a lot of big games, understands success maybe in a different way than anybody else on your roster right now in Tallahassee. I know they're transfers and guys from other programs. What's the most important thing to keep in mind between now and Notre Dame on that Sunday night of Labor Day weekend?
I think the most important thing is, you know, to be where our feet are. We are who we are today, and that's not going to affect September 5th. We can't cheat the process. We got to take it day by day. You know, we got a little week break here for the 4th of July, so we can't be going crazy. We gotta keep that focus on, you know, the mission at hand. And, you know, that date has been marked for us for a long time. But at the same time, you know, we're not looking too far ahead. We're just managing right now and what we need to accomplish. And, you know, this final stretch of summer workouts, leading into fall camp, staying healthy, getting our bodies right. And to me, the game's already played out by the time you get there in the preparation you put in. So we can't cheat our preparation. And I feel like if we take care of what we need to take care of, we'll be just all right.
McKenzie, have you thought about that night? Because, I mean, after all the success you had at the Bounce House, which is another great venue to watch and play in, have you given it some thought that, hey, when you close those eyes and Chief Osceola, the Flaming Spear, Notre Dame on the other side, under the lights, Doak rocking. I mean, it's going to be an incredible environment. Everybody back together for the first time, and it seems like forever since the pandemic. Have you given it some thought about what it's going to feel like coming through the tunnel that night?
Yeah, I think everybody on this roster probably has. All these coaches have thought about that. And, you know, I see some old videos of, you know, the team coming out. So I know it's going to be a special environment. And, you know, I'm going to definitely relish that moment just because it's been so long. And I'm going to just enjoy it. I'm going to soak in it. And, you know, I'm going to have fun out there.
I bet.
Well, I tell you what, you have been a great addition to Florida State and haven't even taken the first snap. What was the connection with Mike Norvell outside of, I'm sure you remember him at Memphis, he remembers you at UCF. I mean, I got to believe Kenny Dillingham probably is your type of guy from an OC standpoint. What's that connection? How's that connection grown in such a short time for you?
Yeah, it's been amazing. You know, obviously competing against those guys at our former places, and you know, just being here now, I can see why they had the success they had at Memphis. Just the operation coach runs, you know, he's by the minute, by the hour, like everything is like clockwork. So, and from an offensive standpoint, it's easy to see why they had one of the best offenses in the country. You know, I'm excited to be here. You know, I wish I had more time, but it's just one of those things. It is what it is. So I'm going to enjoy the rest of the time I have here with these coaches. But, you know, I'm certain that, you know, down the road and whenever I get into coaching myself, you know, I'll definitely want to be interconnected with Coach Dillingham, Coach Norvell, Coach Storms, all these guys. It's a special group of guys.
McKenzie, we do a traditional question for every student athlete on the show where I ask, what's the hardest class? I'm not going to ask you that yet because I think we're going to have you back. So that'll give me more time for you to generate the answer to your hardest class. I don't want you to get the question or answer it yet. It'll just give you a little incentive for your next appearance on Packer and Durham, all right?
Sounds good.
We're proud of you. Listen, and I think college football is thrilled to death to see you playing again because you excited us. I know you are, and you came across in this interview. But, man, you, like I said, you have put in the time and you have put in the work. And we knew you were a terrific player long before you made an announcement you're going to Florida State. But seeing you back on the sideline this year is great for college football. I know you're thrilled, and we can't wait to watch you play.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the time.
Hey, McKenzie, real quick, did you really tell Andrea what play to run at the end of the spring game, or is that just a good story?
Well, I told her after a big play, you call this right here, and you'll score. So she did. She did it.
You need to put that on your resume. That's that coaching resume to be. That's what that deal is.
That's it.
Well, one touchdown is not going to win you a game. You got to do more than that.
Thanks, McKenzie.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all.
You're right about that. Take care. McKenzie Milton from Florida State. Great to have him with him and with us, and we wish him a ton of luck now and all the best. That is the NIL is one thing, folks. Pack the perseverance, the toughness to return from that injury is altogether a whole nother journey. I mean, and it's an impressive one. We look forward to having him back.
There was a lot of conversation that, you know, hey, can he walk? I mean, it was that serious. And if you go back and you read his story, he was a big-time player at UCF. Now, this wasn't just some guy that filled out the roster and has a couple stats. No, this guy is a dude. And like I said to him, it's great for college football to see McKenzie Milton back on the sideline doing what he loves to do, and that's play ball. And I know Florida State is thrilled to have him, and we look forward to watching him play. Like I said, it's a great story.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham, final segment for a while. That's right, for a while. Takeovers, though, later today. Boston College is up first. You're going to get that all over you till we get back here on July 19th, Mr. Durham. That's the deal.
Yes. That's correct. That is correct. Very exciting times. We will see you on the 19th with a traditional show starting at 7 a.m. And then on Wednesday, we join forces with everybody else to cover the kickoffs. News of the hour, the Learfield IMG College final standings of the Athletic Directors Cup have been released. And the ACC has done quite well. Six of the top 25. 10 of the top 50. Texas, by the way, bested Stanford for overall number one. Typically, the winner of this is a school that has a large number of sports offerings, but the ACC does a great job here. And Virginia's campaign we talked with Carla Williams about yesterday really validated here, too, Pac. They finished 11th.
And if NC State didn't get hosed by the point system here and during college baseball, which made no sense to me, they would be much higher than 23.
No. Yep. NC State would be somewhere in that neighborhood of Notre Dame and Florida State. Somehow or another, NC State was only awarded 5 points for baseball. Hadn't figured that out yet. Stanford, who finished fifth, was awarded 78 in the College World Series. So COVID don't care, my man. Nonetheless, there you go. Thanks to Alec Lindstrom, Nick Lucena, and a great visit with McKenzie Milton. Really, really enjoyed talking to McKenzie Milton about not only NIL, but also his football journey as well. Look forward to having him back. Congratulations to all these schools in the Learfield IMG College Directors Cup race. ACC, by the way, had the most number of schools in the top 25. So there you go. Good for us on a 2-week vacation.
And I will tell you, I'm glad that 2021's over. I am. Everybody earned their keep in 2021. I mean, everybody. So I'm looking forward to a fresh, brand new season, 21-22. And we'll have football on the brain when we get back, because when these media days start, in my opinion, that truly is the beginning of the college football season. That's why I'm excited about on SiriusXM side, because I think the Big 12 gets started in 2 weeks, and then we get back here on ACC Network.
I do.
That's the week that the SEC, the Big 10, and the ACC have their kickoff media days that week, the week of July 19th. So it is go time by the time you get to the middle of July. So everybody's fired up and good to go.
We have held this note here till the end of the show today for good reason. Matthew Nelson of Florida State yesterday was announced as the winner of the Buster Posey Award as the nation's top catcher. A Noel wins an award named for one of the great players in Florida State history from Leesburg, Georgia, Buster Posey. The day Nelson wins the Buster Posey Award, guess who's named a starter for the National League in the All-Star Game?
That's right.
Mark?
I'm not surprised. You're acting like you're surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Guy's had a great year, career. Guy's a superstar. What are you talking about? Right? I mean, Matt Nelson's going to be a star. The catchers in this league this year were ridiculous. I mean, this wasn't a guaranteed lock for Matt Nelson, who was spectacular. I mean, I'm telling you, the league had as good a collection of catchers as anybody in the country. Period.
Yep.
By the way,
congratulations to Matthew Nelson on winning the Buster Posey Award, and congratulations to Buster Posey on being an all-star starter.
Yeah, that was a given. Real quick, July 4th, a special shout-out for July 4th. It's ACC-related, firework-related. Digger Phelps, former Notre Dame basketball coach, turns 80 on July 4th. So happy birthday, Digger. Well, ACC July 4th tie-in.
Tune into Packer and Durham weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern for the best conversations about everything from the ACC. Find it on the ACC Network, SiriusXM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.